Hands-on. She liked his hands, his eyes, the way he looked at her as if he could see beneath the skin, as if he were modeling her from clay, his fingers there at her jawline, at the orbits of her eyes, feeling their way across her brow. She'd stepped in out of the hard, clean light of early summer, announced herself to the receptionist, and barely had time to leaf through one of the magazines on the end table, before she'd been ushered into this room, with its quiet shadows and the big black leather reclining chair in the middle of the floor. It was like a dentist's chair, that was her impression, only without all the rest of the paraphernalia. And that was good, because she hated the dentist, but then who didn't? Pain, necessary pain, pain in the service of improvement and health, that was what the dentist gave you. And she wondered about this. What would this give her? The recliner said nothing to her, but it intimidated her all the same. And so she'd taken a seat in a straight-backed chair just under the single shaded window. And then he was there, soft-voiced and smiling, and he pulled up a second chair and sat close, studying her face. "It was the Botox I was interested in," she heard herself say, the walls soaking up her words as if she were in a confessional. "These frown marks right here?" She lifted a hand to run two fingers along the rift between her eyes. "And maybe my eyes, too, underneath them, I thought... Well, looking in the mirror, I thought they looked a little tired or saggy or something, right here, right along here. And maybe you could, if there's some procedure, nothing radical, just smoothing out there. Is that possible?" She couldn't help herself. She laughed then, a laugh of nerves, yes, because all this was strange to her, and he hadn't said a word beyond the first soft hello, just fixed those eyes of his on the lines of her face, and hadn't let go even to blink. "I guess it's because I'm coming up on my birthday. Next week, I mean, I'll be 35, if you can believe it. So I just..." "Yes," he said, rising. "Why don't you have a seat here," indicating the...